Welcome back to our look at Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney's VP pick. He's a longtime D.C. insider, a seven-term congressman, even though he's only 42, a star in the GOP at the center of the budget debate, but many Americans just hearing about him and learning that his veins flow with cheese, as he said last night. He hunts with a bow and arrow, makes his own bratwurst. Ryan represents a district that elected a liberal Democrat, Les Aspin, before him. He was born in Janesville, a Democratic town. But he held his homecoming rally yesterday in Waukesha County, perhaps the most conservative area in his district.
I was raised on the Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers. I like to hunt here. I like to fish here. I like to snowmobile here. I even think ice fishing is interesting.
Craig Gilbert is the Washington correspondent for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's in Milwaukee. Craig, how has Wisconsin shaped Paul Ryan?
He was a kid who absorbed and found himself attracted to conservative principles and a conservative ideology. I think in his teen years, he talks about the influence of the death of his father, sort of forcing him to sort of rely on himself and think in terms of independence and self-reliance. But he didn't come from a super political family. He told me that his father kind of liked Ronald Reagan and would talk about him a little bit. He was attracted and influenced by reading Ayn Rand, and at a certain point in college, he kind of gravitated toward a lot of free market economists. And then in his working life, was really schooled in the doctrine of supply-side economics by people like Jack Kemp and Bob Casten, the former Republican senator. So clearly a guy with a very pronounced worldview, but as you saw from the tape, also kind of a Wisconsin guy with a little bit of a populist touch as well.
And what do we make of his shift from this fierce defender of the conservative Rand handing out some of her books, Atlas Shrugged, to friends for Christmas presents, to now saying, well, that's really not me. That's really not true. We know, in addition to her fiscal beliefs, she was also against religion in a favor of choice when it came to abortion, and she had multiple affairs. So tell us about the part of Paul Ryan that might now want to distance himself from that.
Economically, he's conservative, and socially, he's conservative. He grew up in a Catholic family, and he's a practicing Catholic who is pretty conservative on social issues. So I think what he's saying there is that Ayn Rand clearly had a huge influence on him, and he's on the record as saying that. But really, that goes more to economics and fiscal policy. So he's saying, I'm not a libertarian, and I'm not an atheist.
Right. What has been his record? I mean, given especially, you know, his hometown, living in a district that had voted Democratic, what is his record? Does he get votes from independents?
He does well. Now, his district, it's not a hard red district, but it's not a true 50-50 district anymore, even though it does have that history that you mentioned, having been represented by Les Aspin. So, but he kind of overperforms for as conservative as he is in that district. I think that reflects in part his political skills. He works the district. He spends a lot of time back there. He caters. He sort of pays attention. He doesn't neglect the politics of his district. You can even find some issues where he's voted his district. He voted for the auto bailout, and Janesville had a huge GM factory for a long time. He parts company with unions on a lot of issues, but he'll talk in positive and not in sort of derogatory terms about unions as well. He's someone who prides himself on not personalizing his differences, and people on the other side of the aisle tend to get along with him on a personal level.
Well, it's so funny that you say that many people in the state aren't as familiar with him as we might have thought, you know, out here, because I was going to ask if you felt that the state had shaped him, or perhaps his conservative politics were shaping the state. But it sounds as if you're saying some people in the state are still, you know, themselves getting to know him.
He's definitely better known statewide than the average member of Congress, but he's never run for statewide office. He's not a statewide official. Mm-hmm. So if you're a Republican voter who's very engaged in politics, and there are a lot of those in Wisconsin, like I said, this is a state that's been sort of saturated in politics and political conflict really for a long time, but particularly in the last year or two.
Yeah.
And Paul Ryan, you know, is in the middle of all that. And so you're going to know a lot about him, and you're going to really have, you know, strong feelings about him, including Democrats for whom he's a lightning rod. I mean, certainly the Ryan budget has polarized his image for a lot of people, but for his district, he's certainly been popular with independent voters. You know, it'll be interesting to see in the fight over Wisconsin, which I think is going to escalate now that he's on the ticket, even though it's a state where Obama's been ahead in the polls, there'll be a fierce effort to define him. And it'll be really interesting to see whether that, you know, appeal that he's had among independent voters holds up as the debate escalates.
Republicans must be feeling pretty good in Wisconsin as they wake up on this Monday morning. I mean, they had that tough recall election and their Republican governor held on, and now a VP pick. I mean, we mentioned that Barack Obama won big in Wisconsin 4 years ago, but, you know, Republicans must be feeling pretty good there today.
Yeah, I think it's a really heady time and an exciting time to be a Republican in Wisconsin for a lot of reasons. I mean, certainly huge historic victories in 2010. I mean, it was really the best result for Republicans in Wisconsin since the 1930s. Completely swept Democrats out of power, and then that's followed up by this fierce and polarizing fight over the governor with a Republican victory and kind of a survival. And now they have a governor who's kind of a national conservative icon. They have a congressman who's on the ticket. You have the chairman of the Republican National Committee being from Wisconsin. So somebody dubbed Wisconsin the capital of the Obama resistance, but somehow Republicans in the state have emerged, particularly in the case of Walker and Ryan, are just really shaping the Republican Party nationally. And I think for liberals and Democrats, they're stepping back and watching this with sort of a certain amount of horror. One kind of progressive activist dubbed Ryan and Walker as sort of practicers of shock and awe politics. I mean, these are, you know, just incredibly aggressive, kind of audacious policies that have been not only, you know, percolated in Wisconsin, nurtured in Wisconsin, but have been exported nationally. So people on both sides in Wisconsin sort of feel the kind of role the state is having in this national debate.
Craig Gilbert, Washington bureau chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Craig, thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Well, here's another headline. The Raleigh News and Observer says the GOP ticket sets up a battle between two visions. Your thoughts. Love to hear them at hereandnow.org or facebook.com/hereandnowradio. Always love to hear from you. Latest news is next. Here and Now.